Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We spoke in the earlier Shurim on Bishul that there are three items that are not considered Kali Bishul. They're not considered foods that cook easily. What are they? They are spices, which is like black pepper, the oil and water. Those things you're allowed to put into klisheni. Mashenki and everything else, you have to be careful not to put into klisheni because it might cook in a klisheni. And the question in the Gemara is, what's the status of salt? And the Gemara is one side. It's very hard to cook salt, and you can even put it into a klisheni, and you even can put it into a kli rishon, because it won't cook unless it's on the fire. But there's another side in the Gemara that's considered kali abishal, and you can't even put it into a klisheni. And lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you're allowed to put it even in a kli rishon, because it doesn't cook so easily. But the Rama says, I cannot even put it into a klisheni. And therefore, he says, shemach, we're not to put it into a klisheni, and that's the minik. But when it comes to our salt, a lot of our salt is either cooked or baked. And therefore, it's less of a shaila. Because if our salt is cooked already, so there's no problem to put it into a klisheni because it's cooked already. The only shaila is if it's baked, so then there's a shaila of bishul achafia, cooking after something's baked, and then there'll be a shaila by putting it into a klisheni. But putting it on a davagush, on a piece of kugel, would not be a shaila because that's only baking. When something gets put onto a solid food, it bakes that. It bakes the salt. So therefore, our salt definitely is mutter to put onto potato kugel, or any davagosh, any salad food. And it's mutter to put into a klishlishi as well. A klisheni is a shaila. And lemaisa, most of our things that we're going to talk about on the Shabbos table are not a problem, because the soup, you can put the salt in the soup. Maybe soup is tzira klisheni. So the answer is, since you use a ladle, so we can use that as a tziruf, that some hold a ladle is considered another kli, another vessel. And therefore, our bowls are klishlishi. And salt is definitely mutter in a klishishi, and therefore you're allowed to put salt into the soup, even if the soup is boiling hot. This is all because the salt is cooked already. There are some salts that are not cooked, but our salt usually is cooked. And also, putting onto the chalant as well, so it's manavshach. If it's considered a davagush, then you're allowed to put salt on davagush. And if it's considered a davalach, again, it's usually a klishishi because you use a spoon to take it out from the pot, and therefore it's considered a klishishi. And therefore, we wanted to put salt onto your chal. Now, what's the halacha about onion powder and garlic powder? So, first of all, is onions and garlic considered spices? Spices are mutter in a klisheni. Is tavas mutter? So, is that considered spice or not? So, the Aruch HaShulchan talks about this. The Aruch HaShulchan first says, you know, it's really like spices. It should be mutter to put it in a klisheni because the onions and garlic is like the spices. But then he says, no, you see that you put onions in a klisheni, it already gets sweeter, so there is some kind of cooking there. Therefore, then maybe you should be a taz was machmer, and therefore he says, maybe you should be machmer, but it comes out lemaisa, you can be mekel. But lemaisa, mishabura, in Sharat Si and Sivkatim Samaptes, is machmer on onions to consider it kali abishal, and it's not like spices. But at the end of the day, I saw in Rav Simcha Bunu Kohen Sefer, he says, all our spices is already cooked. Our onion powder and garlic powder are all cooked already. And therefore, it's not a shayla of bishul because it's ain bishul acha bishul. Therefore, you're allowed to add all the spices to the chicken soup. You can add black pepper because anyway, it's either klisheni or klishishi. And it could be a side letter to put in klisheni also. Like we learned in other shurim, you can put in salt. And you can add also onion powder or garlic powder.